Welcome to another in our series of podcasts with Energy Resources. Today we're going to be talking about wind energy, a renewable energy resource which has recently been coming into the energy market. My focus today is on Vestas, the world's largest wind turbine manufacturer. Back in 1818 to 1930, 6 million turbines generated power in the United States. Unfortunately, that didn't last, and by 1885, Vestas went bankrupt. Since then, Vestas has pulled itself back into the market and had 725 turbines generating 1.3 gigawatts in 2008. To be clear, 1 gigawatt is the equivalent of one large coal or nuclear power plant. More recently, they installed 8.3 more gigawatts worth of turbines, pushing the total to 25 gigawatts, enough power to electrify 2 million homes. By doing that, they pushed the U.S. past Germany to become the world's largest producer of wind power. Partially because of that, Vestas has thoroughly convinced me that wind power will be the next energy resource we will be dependent on. Additionally, they have seemed to convince others more powerful than me, one being T. Boone Pickens, a billionaire who recently endorsed wind energy in his book, The First Billion is the Hardest, and invested $10 billion in turbines for a wind farm in Pampa, Texas, and 29 states who have mandates with renewable energy goals ranging as high as 30%. The Department of Energy says wind could provide 20% U.S. electricity by 2030. Some, though, are not convinced that wind can replace coal power plants. And it is true. Large areas of land are needed for wind farms, which also have to be rural and windy, and single turbines generate between 1.65 and 3 megawatts. But in 2003, Vestas completed the largest offshore wind farm, Horns Reef, off of Denmark, which generates 160 megawatts. Another issue is price, but Vestas isn't concerned about that. A federal incentive worth 2 cents per kilowatt that takes the form of a credit usable against federal tax bills brings down the net cost of wind energy from 9 cents on average to about 7 cents per kilowatt hour, making it compatible with coal around 8 cents per kilowatt hour. Wind is also priced lower than solar power. Additionally, Vestas can turn out 2,000 blades a year, adding to 1 gigawatt's worth of turbines. And with the Great Plains a big possibility, wind accounted for 40% of all new U.S. energy in 2008. With all of that, it's hard not to ignore the growing possibility of renewable energy resources, especially with companies like Vestas. Hopefully, we'll see more companies like this in the future, wind possibly being a real competitor against coal in the energy industry. We have been talking about today wind energy, a possibility for the energy market for the future. To find out more, go to Forbes.com/Vestas-video. Our focus has been Vestas Wind Systems. Once again, thanks for being with us.